52 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Peter Stewart Experiment on News Talk 1490 WABJ. Good morning. On the phone with me is author Donald Mann. Donald, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter. How you doing today?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Wonderful. Absolutely gorgeous.
Well, Donald is the author of the new book, Okay, God, Now What? Activating His Ancient Secrets for Success. Donald, before we start talking about political slogans, this ties into your book, because your book talks about slogans in general. What inspired you to write your book, Okay, God, Now What?
What inspired me to it was actually I was asked the question, how did I turn around a company that was failing and in 6 years go to make $500 million? What the issue was for me is that I was given an assignment, which I learned to call the assignment from hell. It was halfway across the country. It was scientists and engineers trapped in confusion, fear, dismay, and accusation. And I had to somehow pull them out because this was a technical problem, and only they could solve it. They're the only ones on the planet who knew about it. And I had to get them out of fear, accusation, and fault-finding to be able to identify the facts, own it, and solve it. And so I discovered in the process that the way that I did it was kept calling them up to their greater purpose, to what they could do, and to keep saying that again and again in slogans and affirmations. It was, we did it. You know, we turned them around, and it was 15 years later before I understood the science behind it. And so what I put in the book is not only the processes, but the scientific principles of why and how slogans work to call us up to our greatest and best.
All right. Now, we're in the middle of the campaign season, and, of course, we're inundated with slogans. How do campaigns come up with slogans?
Well, first of all, the political process here in America, actually mostly around the world, has determined already that a campaign is going to run on 5%, maybe 10% positive affirmations, forward-looking inspirational statements, and it's going to operate on 95% negative. It's going to find fault, accuse, ridicule, mock, scorn, the other guy, whatever, or guys, whatever the situation is. And so they already know that about it. Today, in today's world, the largest advertising campaign in the world is the American political campaigning process. And so not only does the political parties have what they do with it, but they pull in the best and the brightest from Madison Avenue and science technology areas to find out how to persuade and manipulate people into voting for the candidates that they choose.
Now, a lot of political campaigning is negative advertising, as you mentioned. Are slogans, do they in general make up the positive aspect of the campaign?
As a general rule, they try to find some slogans for the positive. Of course, Mr. Obama has Forward. Mitt Romney has Believe in America. But sometimes they'll, you know, an expression like take out the trash. That's a negative statement, and they'll have statements like that in it. In general, an affirmation or a slogan is a short statement that encapsulates a lot of ideas. Even the Pledge of Allegiance of America is a slogan by that kind of definition. So they don't have to be short and real tight, although they tend to be that way for the quick memory. But in general, they spend a lot of time organizing and orchestrating the exact images, the exact words, finding out through study groups, focus groups. I mean, this is a highly engineered process of the campaigning efforts.
I'm speaking with Donald Mann. He's a senior management consultant. He's also the author of the book, Okay, God, Now What? Activating His Ancient Secrets for Success. Let's see. Obama, back in the 2008 campaign, ran on slogans like hope and change. They don't seem very specific, and Obama also said in an interview back in 2008 that he can sometimes serve as a blank screen that people can project their desires onto. Are sometimes slogans purposely vague for that reason?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, a slogan is to encapsulate a lot of ideas, and from the point of view of the positive ones, to be able to put all your positive ideas and aspirations onto it. Part of the purpose is that when they do slogans, there's an aspect called heart writing where your subconscious mind is the part that really drives most of our lives. The science has now discovered that roughly 95% of our life is run by our subconscious mind and only 5% is by our cognitive mind. And that's on a good day. That's the way we're designed to operate, because the subconscious mind reacts. That's how you can react fast to things without thinking a whole lot about it, whereas the cognitive mind is relatively slow and processes information. So what they're going to do in the campaigns is to trigger pre-existing things and images that are written on your heart and that you respond to, and you respond to with emotion. So they're going to try to get you to operate from an emotional level, not an intellectual level. And so when they talk about vague generalities, they're trying to put messages that you can really take from your own, what's in your heart, and ascribe to that person. Probably one of the most classic ones is way back in, I think, 52 or so, was "I like Ike." Okay, mm-hmm. It was a very non-specific "I like Ike," but it was really handy when you walked into the voting booth and you decided who to vote for. Well, I like Ike.
Uh-huh.
So that was a very well-crafted type slogan for that purpose, and they spent a lot of time trying to organize and orchestrate them based on where the people are and how they're responding. And so you may see the current slogans actually change before the election day.
Well, now, currently, Obama is using another one-word slogan, "Forward." How did they come up with that one?
Well, from the point of view, I think now you're talking about what's the ideology of the two different political parties. Forward means follow me, I'll lead the way, I'll take care of you, you do what I do, and I tell you to do, and you'll be okay. Romney says believe in America. He says let's work together, let's do this together. It's two different type of mentalities that's being given by those messages.
All right. I'm speaking with Donald Mann. He's the author of the new book, Okay, God, Now What? Activating His Ancient Secrets for Success. Donald, I wish we could go longer, but we're almost out of time. But if you would, please tell my listeners where they can find your book.
Okay, you can get my book wherever fine books are sold. It's, of course, on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, those kinds of places. If you go to our website, the publisher's website is called OKGodNowWhat.com. If you go there, you can sign up and get a list of our top 10 affirmations for free to get you started, because as you're buried with all this negative press and media, you want to clean your mind out and have some positive things to think about, and so we make that list available for people right now.
Excellent. Well, Donald Mann, author of the book Okay, God, Now What? Thank you so much for calling and talking with me today.
Oh, it's been great, Peter. Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me.
You bet.